Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Maseches Brachos. We are in the middle of the sixth perek. We're up to Mishnah Dalad. Hayu lefanav minim harbe. If you had before you several different types of foods. Rabbi Huda Omer, im yesh b'nei mimin shiva mevarech alav. The Mishnah is discussing what bracha do you recite first on which food. So Rabbi Huda says, if one of the items that you have before you is one of the seven species associated with the land of Israel, you have a date, a pomegranate, so that goes first. The bracha is said on one of the seven species. The Chachamim disagree, and they say, Mevarach ha'ezim mehem shiyirtza. They say, no, you make a bracha on whichever one you want to, whichever one at that moment you prefer to eat. First, so that's the one that you'll recite the bracha. There's lots of discussion in the Gemara and the Rishonim Achronim as to the exact details, as to what in fact they're arguing about. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the first opinion that the Shulchan Aruch quotes, which is the majority of the Rishonim, the Raiva, the Rashba, and others, is that perhaps the Mishnah is referring to a case where the bracha shavos, talking about a situation where you have in front of you a date and an apple. So both are Bari Pura 8, and the question is, which one should you say the bracha on? And so the Rabbi Huda is of the opinion that you say the bracha on the date, on one that's the Shiva Aminim. And the Chama say, no, if you prefer to eat the apple at that point, so you'll make a bracha on the apple. In a situation, however, where the brachos are not the same, in other words, you may have a date, but you also have a cucumber. So the date is ha'etz and the cucumber is ha'dama. So then perhaps the machlokas doesn't even apply, but in that case, everyone would agree that you make a bracha on what you prefer. And that's what's recorded in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam has a totally different reading. The Rambam understands that the least bottom line, that we follow the approach of the Chachamim, that it's always whatever is more chaviv, whatever you prefer to eat at that time, so that's the bracha that you will make, whether it's the same bracha, whether it's a different bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says we actually don't follow the Rambam in this case, we follow the majority of the Rishonim, that when it's a case where it's the same bracha, so then you should make then you make the bracha on the Shiva Saminim. And when it's a different bracha, so then you make a bracha on what's more chaviv, what you more prefer at the moment, unless one of the brachos is a shahakol. Then a shahakol always comes second. You always will say beforehand a ha'etz or a ha'dama. Next Mishnah. Baruch al yayin shlefnei amazon, patar sayayin shlachar amazon. They would often serve wine before a meal, and then they would also serve wine after the meal before they would bench. So if you made a Bari Pia Gafen on that initial wine, that the wine that comes later on in the meal, though it's not actually part of the meal itself, the initial Bari Pia Gafen covers that later wine as well. Both these wines are not part of the meal, and one bracha covers, Bari Pia Gafen covers both. Baruch al paperish lefnei amazon, patar al paperish l'achar amazon. Similarly, if you had some sort of small snack before the formal meal began, before you ate hamotzi, you ate something small, maybe even like a cooked fish or chicken. So, and then you eat it again after the meal, before birchas amazon, some sort of a small snack as well that's not technically part of the meal. So that initial bracha that you made will cover both items. Baruch al pas, patras al paperis. Once the meal began and you made a hamotzi, so that covers any other food, even in any other small snack items that are a part of the meal. We're not talking about dessert; that's a different discussion. But something within the meal that you're going to eat part of the meal, the hamotzi will cover that al paperis. However, if you started off eating some sort of a small dish, some small little piece of fish or some chicken, so that bracha will not cover lo patros al pas. That does not cover any bread that you'll subsequently eat, and that bread will require its own distinct separate bracha of hamotzi lechem and aretz. Mishnah concludes, Beishamay Omrim, af lo masa kedera. Not even porridge. Doesn't even cover porridge. So there's a whole discussion in the Gemara as to what exactly is Beis Shammai referring. The Bar Tanura quotes the approach that Beis Shammai Savri Kishem Shim Berech Al Paperes Lo Patros Apas. Just like if you made a bracha on this paperes, on this some sort of snack, some sort of chicken or some sort of fish, that won't cover the bread that you'll eat later on. Kach Lo Patra Maisa Kedera. So it also doesn't cover the porridge as well. The porridge is something of a little more significance. Perhaps had some sort of wheat in it, some sort of barley in it, and that also would require its own separate bracha that the papyrus would not cover it. We don't paskin like Beis Shammai, but rather we follow the first opinion in the Mishnah that the bread will cover these other items. You make hamotzi, it will cover these other items, but if you eat these other items first, and then you want to eat bread, then you'll need to make a separate bracha of a hamotzi lacham in aretz on the bread in order to be able to eat the bread at that point.